Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey guys, this is Erica Ramirez, senior editor at Billboard. And with me today, I have Claire Lobenfeld and Jason Lipschutz.
Hey, you've started to get my name right, which is great.
I'm working on it.
This is awesome.
It's a podcast to podcast thing.
My boss is going to be upset if we don't mention that I'm the features editor at
Wondering Sound. Oh, no. I was going to say, I wanted to say congratulations. Well, you've been at Wondering Sound for how long?
2 months.
Okay. 2 months?
Yeah.
It feels like it was like 2 weeks ago.
Me too.
Yeah, I really feel that way as well.
But congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you.
You are features editor?
Features editor, yeah.
Boss lady.
I'm going to personally say to anyone listening who is not a Wondering Sound reader, make yourself one. Because
yes.
Wondering Sound has become like a must-read music website.
So your boss is going to be happy with this.
Yeah. No, seriously. Like I've been fans of you guys for a really long time. And you guys have just kept adding people, and now you're on board, and I'm really excited about where you guys are going.
Thanks, Jason. Don't get any ideas.
You're staying right here.
I'm wandering, so. No. Billboard forever. But anyway.
So I brought you guys together to talk about some misogyny that was happening in rap. Surprise, surprise. But I think Claire and I, kind of were on Twitter talking about the Mike Will Made It's Pussy Overrated song,
and
then Jason had like made a joke about it as well that you had so did you want to share what you tweeted?
I deleted a tweet. I'm not proud of it. I don't like deleting tweets because, you know, I feel like I stand by my tweets, but I it's been like a horrible week for people who dislike misogyny.
Right.
So I tweeted.
Honey, that's every week.
I know. But like, particularly
right. That's why I was like surprised.
Week,
yeah.
Like this week, so my tweet was like I had like as like an editorial headline like Wiz Khalifa, Future, and Snoop Dogg combined for the new posse cut Women Mean Nothing, produced by Dr. Luke.
Ooh,
and people, they thought it was funny, and then other people thought I was serious that there was actually a posse cut.
That's a good tweet, though.
I told you, when you asked me if you should delete it, and the reason I said yes was like the Dr. Luke, like, ending.
I think that's okay. I actually think that that's like pretty like smart commentary.
Well, thank you. I try, but then I deleted it because it's a little deep. Like, yeah. A lot of people had the ooh.
But that's kind of why it like cuts well. I mean, maybe if you were a woman, it would be a better tweet. But
you should have copied and pasted, and I should have sent it out.
Ghost tweeting.
But okay, so why did you? What was behind that tweet?
Like,
what
so it's you? Yeah. Like I said, it's just been It's we're recording this on Thursday, and by Wednesday it was just like you had the Snoop Dogg thing, you had the Wiz Khalifa and Future thing, and I guess we'll start there. It's just like this song "Pussy Overrated" is such a numbskull move by these guys,
right?
And you know, I consider myself a fan. I have been a fan of Wiz in the past. I'm definitely a fan of Future's new album, and
which is like super loving and like,
right. They're all like
very romantic
songs. And even like Wiz Khalifa has like a, what's it called? Promises.
Yeah.
Like a, like a pretty much a love song as well. But sorry, go ahead.
One thing I will say that a tweet that I did keep up, and this is not just a promotion for to follow me on Twitter. But
at Jason Lipschutz. Okay.
I mean, I did tweet like, how can you love someone marry them and then have that marriage fall apart. And then your next move is, oh, I'm going to release something called Pussy Overrated. Like,
right.
You're a person. Like, this is like, what? I don't get it. It's like I said, it's a numbskull move. Right. I understand, like you said that, like, there's a lot of hurt behind it. There's a lot of idiocy behind it too.
I mean, my first reaction was like, I saw it come up on Misinfo and I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And like I listened to it. My first response was like, in all caps, like on Twitter, I was like, you were part of the like monogamy trend. Two dudes who were part of the monogamy trend in rap.
Like not too, like last month.
Earlier this year, I was going to write a trend piece about like monogamy in rap because of Wiz and Amber, because of Future and Ciara, and obviously Jay and Beyonce and Kanye and Kim. But I'm just like, you're the two dudes that like are part of this like this thing where it's like love, 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 love. And then you both get caught cheating. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to put out a song called Pussy Overrated.
Right.
Are you sure?
That's what I mean. Like,
are you sure?
They just sound hurt. Like, they sound like they just are being petty about it. And disrespectful.
Okay, yeah.
This is the kind of song that, like, this is what should have happened. Like, Future, Wiz, and Mike Will made it, like, finish this song. Like, and they're playing it in the studio. Like, yeah, Pussy Overrated. And then, like some sort of executive or manager is like there. Like, okay, great. You got that out of your system. Let's delete this song. Yeah. Like, listen, like, let's just delete it. That's great. Like, listen, you got it out of your system. Let's move on. But instead they release it. And
the lyrics are just so ridiculous. I think you tweeted one of them of just like...
Well, I was going to say, like, not to be gauche, but like there's a line in that song that's like, fuck me like I'm a star, which like one... Every groupie that you are betting probably is doing that.
Right.
Two, both of them are like notorious, like weed hounds. So you're probably not even like like mentally aware. And like three, like I've heard Blame
that.
Game.
I like that point a lot. I gotta say, I'm sorry. You're not mentally aware.
But the third thing, and like something that like really like maybe makes me like gross but has like totally stayed in my mind is like there's stuff on Blame Game where Kanye is like, I know you're getting from that local dude, like, but he's not choking you and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, Amber Rose probably gets it in, you know, like and I think that like, and there's something to be said about like, okay, you go from like some dude you're getting it in with to like someone that you actually love, and you can forego that getting it in, and then this song comes out, and I'm just like, you don't care. Like, there was an ongoing joke that like, what, he got caught cheating on her with twins,
yeah,
and people were like, oh, he probably didn't know that there was more than one person there because he was too stoned. We'll just leave it at that.
So let me ask you guys a question about this song. This is something I was thinking about, you know, a couple hours after it came out and after I had my initial like disgusted reaction with it. Do you guys think, like, how would you guys feel about this song if Amber Rose and Ciara weren't famous and like we didn't know who they were? Like, say, like,
because then it would be like all the other rap songs.
Exactly. Right. It sort of is, because like you think, like, say, like, Future is just, you know, engaged to X girl,
right?
And Wiz is married to X girl, and then they like, it's like, oh, they, well, break, I think, up. I think
a lot of, like Claire mentioned, like these two guys were like, if they were like nobodies, they were still making songs of like being madly in love and like all for love.
Especially,
so for you to turn
Future
around and like put out this song is just like, really, like, you couldn't sound more hurt than this. And
I mean,
I highly doubt that Ciara and Amber Rose's is overrated also. It's just like, come on now.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, like, that's another thing. Like, I was saying that stuff about Amber Rose, but, like, I've seen the Body Party video.
Exactly. So it's just, like, and you're right, though. And I think that also the conversation of Snoop and Iggy Azalea, where everyone's just like, well, why is anyone surprised that Snoop called Iggy Azalea a bitch? And it's just like, that doesn't, just because he
did
has
he call her a bitch?
A bitch and a cunt, yes.
He called her a cunt?
Yes.
Damn.
And said that if he doesn't put her in check.
We're going to have to put the explicit.
The explicit label on this episode. Yes. And he said something about if her boyfriend doesn't control her, then he will.
He said
her
boyfriend needs to check her.
Yeah. And if he didn't, he would. But like, and that goes into the whole, like, just because it's not surprising doesn't mean it's still okay, or it's like not disrespectful.
Yeah,
because even if Sierra and Amber aren't famous, Wiz and Future still are.
Yeah, so and I think that like if they were still making the same music about their significant others, regardless of like who they were, who they are, I think it would still mean the same thing. And it's especially, I mean, like Wiz, I'm not a Wiz Khalifa fan. Like, Weed and Boys is great, but like otherwise, like I don't care. Like to me, Amber Rose was the best thing about him. But like Future, I mean, Future makes songs that like punch you in your gut and like affect your heart, and like so to like see him on a song like that, it's just like, yeah, dude, like what?
Yeah,
I mean, and it almost like it feels personal in a way.
Like, no, absolutely. It just like a couple months ago, he put out a song called Trophies, and you know Kanye was on it, so we all assumed, or probably
that song is actually
assumed,
called I Won, which is even more
right.
The gross thing about this song to me is that like we as a society recognize two things. We recognize the first thing is that a lot of hip hop music is focused on sex and is, you know, obviously. And the second thing is we as a society recognize that relationships are built on more than sex. So like when you have like when you just think of that timeline of like, you know, someone like Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose like dating, and you know the rumors are true, and then they're engaged, and then they have a kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they have a kid, and like they're married, and then they break up, which is like a really sad thing if you think about it. Like they have a family, and it's being torn apart. And then for him to drop a song called "Pussy Overrated" to be that reductive about their relationship and just be like, "You should fuck me like I'm a star." It's like, dude, what are you doing? Like, it's like you have to think about everything going on in like a relationship, and to just focus on that. Like, even say that's even how he feels. It's like, how can you not see the bigger picture?
Right, exactly.
It's gross to me.
Well, that's, I mean, the thing about that song that like was so, I mean, you said earlier it was like a numbskull move, and like that's actually like, I think the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're not talking about Sierra and Amber Rose. They're talking about like randos. And that's like the worst part. And like but just to like categorically say that, like, I mean, the one interesting thing about it is that to like categorically say that like pussy is overrated is like feeds into this like homoeroticism that like rap is full of all the time.
That's another episode of this podcast. We're gonna dedicate also
but to just like to like make it categorical, like pussy is overrated, it's just like, it's probably not. Like, I don't know. And like,
well, we'll say right here that it's not.
I would imagine, like, my personal, the feedback that I've heard in life is that no, it's not. LP, another rapper, tweeted, he was just like, there's a lot of stuff in life that is overrated. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm not quoting him directly, but he was just like, pussy is not it.
I did not see that. It's really funny.
I don't think that those are not his words, but he was just like, no, this is wrong. And like, it's a very weird statement to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so ridiculous.
And I haven't seen any positive reactions to this song online, right? Like, even like the hardcore rap blogs are like, guys, what's going on?
The only place
I think someone like said that Mike Will's production is good, and I'm like, I think it's because you felt like you had to. Yeah, someone said that. I was like, it's probably because you had to like say something positive of it. But
I think I read like every blog post about it because I just wanted to see like what people were saying, and the only place I saw that was like took a neutral stance was like Pitchfork.
Right.
Where there's like,
really?
They took it on as like a news story.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, exactly. Which I thought was really weird. I thought it was really weird because like Pitchfork has a tendency to like skew towards feminism.
Yeah.
And
editorialize in their news posts.
Yeah.
Well.
And like, it was very much like, this happened. Both of these dudes.
Here are the facts.
Yeah. Like,
about
both of these dudes
overrated.
Had breakups. Here's a video that like they have that column over under.
Yeah.
And they did one with Wiz Khalifa where they're like, is marriage overrated or underrated? And he was like, oh, it's underrated. And like, I love marriage and blah, blah, blah. And like, that video came out literally 2 days before they broke up. It was so sad. But they were like, yeah, here's our video. Read our interview with Future. And I was like, really?
My first line was Wiz Khalifa and Future are hurt. Like, that's my first line of my story.
They lost them a trophy.
Yeah.
Some would say.
So we mentioned Snoop and Iggy Azalea's beef of this week, which I feel like escalated very, very quickly. I don't even remember when it actually started. I feel like it just went on very strongly.
Yeah,
for,
so
like,
I was
going to
ask you guys, like, how did this start?
I believe that Snoop posted a photo of, what's the film called?
White Chicks, White Chicks.
White Chicks. Yes.
Yes.
Saw that in movie theaters.
White Chicks.
Oh, dude.
So, I mean, the post I saw, which may not be the first one, was him comparing White Chicks to Iggy Azalea, which I feel like has been this joke.
Yeah,
that's
not new.
For like, so he posted that, and then he just like continued to post Instagram photos, like making fun of her, and I think it just started getting like meaner and meaner. And Iggy Azalea finally went on Twitter and was just like, I don't understand why you're doing this. Like,
but why
cool
doesn't,
in person.
Okay, but why doesn't she understand why he's doing it? Like, that's.
I think she didn't comment until it started getting like a little bit like mean. When it like right. started being funny and like started being mean. And he used to like use other language in captions.
I mean. Truth be told, like, if Rihanna can't be on Instagram, Snoop Dogg should not be allowed to be on Instagram. After that, like, maybe it was a couple months ago or something where he posted that picture, like, that he took from some dude's Facebook of, like, him in bed with his boyfriend and was just, like, lots of homophobic language and was like, get off my dick, like, go suck your man's dick or whatever.
Just
like,
randomly? Just because?
No, I think that dude might have, like, talked.
But he just is just so I said this offline to Claire. It was just like a month ago, he was Snoop Lion. He was like Uncle Snoop at the BET like Hip Hop Awards. Like, why even do all? Like, it's very disrespectful. And as we said about like Mike Will's song, like, it's just, Snoop doesn't need to do this pretty much. He's like, what, 45, 40, like in his mid 40s. And like, it just, very immature.
I mean, we've talked about the Future Wiz song a lot. Like, the thing that I would say that's like more surprising about Pussy Overrated is that like Future makes love songs. Like, right. Turn on the Lights, love song, literally a song called Love Song. Yeah. Like, Snoop, bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Right. No,
you
no.
know? Like, yeah. And the thing is, like, I'm not defending his actions at all. Like, I don't think that what he did was, I think that what he did was like a 13-year-old girl move.
That's true.
But somebody was going to say something like this at some point. Like,
millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Frustration that people have about Iggy Azalea is not going to stay relegated to critics. Like, and I think that those are the people, like, we're the people that have been talking about Iggy as like an interloper, as an appropriator, and you know, it's odd to me that, I mean, you know, Questlove addressed it and was very, you know, Questlove, like, as much as he's, like, a very, very, very smart writer, he's still the band leader on... He was just like, it makes sense to me that Fancy is like the song of the summer, which like people were like, what? Why is he defending her? And I'm like, no, it makes sense that Fancy is the song of the summer. Like, it's very catchy. Who that isn't like invested in rap music hears that song and isn't like, yes, I'm so fancy. Like, that's a song for people in the club that like don't give a shit about rap music except to dance to it in the club. And like, I think that, you know, for Sin, I think Pussy, the Iggy Azalea song, that song was good. And I think that that's like kind of like, that's what ushered her in. If you go revisit that video, it's a hot mess and like very
fancy video.
No, the Pussy video. Oh, it's very like, you know, we were giving Miley crap for.
I remember using first seeing that video.
Black bodies.
But what's sad is I remember first seeing that video and being like, "This girl, something's gonna happen with this girl."
It took a long time. Yeah. It took. I mean, it. But it took T.I. T.I. had to pick her up. Like, and I just like. Again, I'm not defending what Snoop did, but I think that that is like months or years of frustration just
within
coming
rap.
Out
within rap.
Yeah.
No, I completely agree with that. And I think people have said stuff, but it's not like mainstream or as known or as relevant artists as like Snoop. And that's why I was just like, okay, you could like joke around and make jokes. And I think that she's a rapper. She should know that this comes with the territory of like being made fun of or beefing with people. But like, I think when it came out, when the whole video came out where he said that like he's gonna, if her man doesn't check her, then he will. And that's when I was just like, all right, like this is a little too far as it being like, you're also dealing with the woman. Like, you're also not just out here like beefing with another male rapper.
I mean, but the thing is like, what if he said that about like Remy Ma, like would, like, I know I'm not going to like make any like qualifications about this, but I am curious about like how race plays into this.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think this whole thing with Snoop is just kind of an issue of ignorance and being scared of something that you don't really understand. And that, you know, like, Iggy Azalea is a superstar right now. And anyone who thinks that, like, Fancy is, like, a, you know, just like a one-hit wonder thing, like, you got to see an Iggy Azalea show. And it's like, she has fans. And she has another huge hit with Black Widow. Like, she's not going anywhere. And... she's basically the first white female rapper to do so. Like, this isn't like, you know, shout out to Krayshawn. I love Krayshawn.
I was just gonna say, but like Gucci Gucci Forever is better than Fancy.
Hey, listen, there's always gonna be something about Cray. But Iggy Azalea has a lot of heat right now, and you know, people wanna work with her. Look at like people like Jennifer Lopez, who is like dragged her onto the Booty remix, even though Pitbull was already on that song. Anyway,
she sounds like Pitbull on that song, by the way.
A little bit.
I really do think she does.
But I think the whole point is that, like, you know, she's gotten a lot of flack for just being the first one to do this. I just don't think Iggy's like. I mean, there's claims of inauthenticity with like, you know, her accent and some of the stuff she talks about, but she's also not like trying to be like a gangster rapper. Like, she's trying to be like a pop rapper.
Yeah. And I mean, I think I also think that like we can't really like the idea of like authenticity in hip hop, like we let that go in 2007 when 50 Cent was like Rick Ross was a CEO and we were like, don't care, like his music, you know? So like that, like, and like before I was like, I'm not defending Snoop, and now I'm like, I'm not defending Iggy Azalea, but like, you know, we also like as rap fans have to be accountable for our choices, and we can't be like, oh, this dude, like he tells good stories, so like it's okay that he's not real.
Yeah.
And then for us to turn around and be like, yeah, but this blonde girl, Not checking for her.
Totally.
Someone brought up on Twitter that I saw that, like, would we have been having this conversation, or why didn't we have much of this conversation when T.I. and Azalea Banks were kind of going at each other, and which also plays to, like, the possibility that it is like a race thing, because no one had this conversation when Azealia Banks and T.I. were like beefing with each other, and T.I. said some ugly, ugly things to Azealia Banks, as did Azealia Banks say some ugly things about T.I. and Tiny. So it's just like,
I mean, the thing that's unfortunate in that situation is that Azealia Banks is such a hothead,
right?
That it, at that point it was like, who else? Like it,
are
was,
you
it
beefing
was just
with?
Who
like,
and
right.
and it's an and it. It is really unfortunate because, like, Azealia Banks is actually extraordinarily talented.
Yeah.
And, like when she said, like, I'm hiding all the good songs till my label drops me, and then put out, what was that song a couple weeks ago? That
Oh, yeah.
That was fire. Like, and it seems like she just, like, screwed herself by being young and...
A hothead is a pretty good description of that, yeah.
Like, you, how are you going to beef with the Stone Roses? Like, that's crazy. You're going to beef with, like, 50-year-old English dudes? Then by the time you're, you know, like, I mean...
I forgot about that.
Which is, like, unfortunate. Like, I've said this before, where it's just, like, she's talented. Like, she could sing and rap. It's not just one thing. It's not, like, a one-trick pony. Like, she really is a talented person, and... artists, and then just those things happen, and it's just like, come on, like, that overshadows, like, even the anticipation of, like, your music. Jason, I felt like you wanted to say something.
No, I mean, yeah, I just think, I mean, going back to the whole Iggy Azalea thing, like, so what was Snoop's reason for attacking Iggy Azalea? And I guess that's what
I think,
like,
a reason was given.
So that's kind of my point about, like, ignorance. Like, you know, this is just like being scared of something you're not down with, that you don't understand for absolutely no reason other than you don't really understand it. Like, I'm not like Claire, I'm not like defending Iggy Azalea. I'm not particularly like a huge Iggy Azalea fan, but like to just blindside her out of nowhere. Like, yeah, of course it has to do with that. That she's a white female rapper. If she was an African American male, like Snoop Dogg would not, and made the exact same music, Snoop Dogg would not be doing this. Like, he just wouldn't be.
But that, I think that goes back to what I was saying before about, like, I think that there's probably an air of frustration surrounding Iggy Azalea. I mean, what I was saying before, like, it can't just be critics that are concerned about this. Like, it has to be, especially because people were so outspoken about being okay with Miley Cyrus.
Right.
You know? And, like, nobody's outspoken about, like, oh, no, Iggy's cool. Like, she's down. Like, nobody says that. Everybody says that about Miley. Like, even, like, I interviewed 50 Cent, like, a couple months ago, and somehow Miley came up, and he was just like, yeah, there's just, like, something about, like, the way that she's, like, taking control of, like, her narrative that, like, is really appealing to me. And I was just like, okay, like, like,
sure.
And I'm just like, what, like, is being, like, on the Disney Channel, like, tantamount to being in the hood? Like, I don't get it, but sure. But nobody says that about Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I mean, Snoop Dogg is tripping for sure. But I do think that it is, like, representative of, like, a greater, like, feeling that's happening in rap that, like, nobody is talking about.
I feel like it's just because rappers, and, I can't speak for everybody, obviously, but, like, if you get that feeling of people, everybody being okay with Miley and nobody being okay with Iggy, it's probably, I feel like it's because they don't see Miley encroaching on their territory. Like, she can work with Mike Will Made It and, you know, have a bunch of hip hop features on her album, but she's still a pop artist. Like, she's not like, well, what do you guys think about T.I. having to be the one to intercede? And
I find that interesting because of the Azealia Banks beef that he had, where it's just kind of like, is this just you kind of learning your lesson to not act this way? Like you did a couple months ago with Azealia Banks, but like T.I. has stood up for Iggy Azalea every chance he's gotten. Every time there's been a shot thrown at Iggy Azalea, T.I. has come to her defense. So, like, that didn't surprise me. I think it was just ironic that, like, not too long ago he was beefing with someone, with a woman that was, like...
With a woman.
Yeah. And, you know, so it's just, like...
I think it's just kind of a bummer that, like, you know, Snoop Dogg's apology didn't come from like, yeah, I shouldn't have used the C word at right. throwing at another successful artist. I'm right. sorry. It came from, oh, I talked to T.I. and I guess I'm sorry.
Yeah, he like, definitely threw that on. B word and that C word out like it was nothing.
Yeah.
And T.I. came to her defense. I mean, like, like you said, it is sad that it wasn't like him being like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have done that. It was more like T.I. probably giving him a call being like, you need to chill. But yeah. I think my question would be like, well, you should have chilled also a couple months ago as well.
But I think that's actually like,
What the Zelly Banks?
Yeah, no, that's really like something to chew on because like, nobody cared. And that's, right. and that's also like, what, Azealia Banks is like 20?
Yeah, no,
like,
no, no.
She's a young girl.
That was also a case where like a male rapper goes at like a young, like female rapper and it just goes in on her. And I don't remember T.I. apologizing for that.
No, he didn't apologize.
I think he's kind of curbed that. So in a way, it's just like, what is this? Like, yeah. you should also be apologizing for your past action as well. But I don't know. I mean,
that makes me feel yucky about T.I. He was like my favorite.
I mean, that's why I said like, and I think race does play into this, and I think it plays into the fact that like it's Iggy Azalea, a white female rapper, but also like
there's a weird level of like there are so many levels of privilege that Iggy has, which is like female that is co-signed by a dude that's right. like. Even though like not as like great in stature as he once was, but still like very successful with his reality show and like blah blah blah. So she has that cosign. She's white and she's blonde. Like blonde privilege is, as somebody that has been both a brunette and a blonde, I can tell you like white girl blonde privilege is very real.
As someone who is also I'm not a blonde female. Don't worry. It's just like at the top of the show, it's just been a bummer week. Like you just have like, and like I said, especially like the resolution of this whole Iggy Snoop thing. Like I'm glad that they're not like continuing to fight on Twitter. Like that's awesome. But like to have, you know, basically the male mentor step in and be like, hey, cool it. And that's what gets him to cool it. Not being like, oh yeah, maybe I shouldn't be saying these things.
Right.
I mean, again, and as Claire pointed out, like, this is the same, like, you know, it's Snoop Dogg, like, this is bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks guy, and, right. and like, you know, it's not unexpected, I guess, but it's just like...
But it's still disrespectful.
It's so unwarranted. Yeah, it's and like, it's... like, what's going on? I just...
But that's right. But that's the thing is that, like, I don't, not saying that it's acceptable, but I don't think it's not, like, I think it no, is I... warranted. Like, I really, like, believe that Snoop Dogg... I mean, you were saying before, like, he's Uncle Snoop, and maybe he was acting as Uncle Snoop, where it's just like, yo, we're all fucking pissed about this, and I'm just going to say something. Like, you know when it's like you're mad at somebody, and you just hold it in, and then one day you're brewing. Just like...
Yeah.
And you say, like, the worst thing you could possibly say to that person? Like, why is nobody... Like, why did we... Like, we have to hold ourselves... as journalists accountable for this, like, why did we talk to everybody about, like, oh, how do you feel about, like, Miley Cyrus having no ass and trying to twerk versus, like, not asking anybody about Iggy Azalea? Like, I've never seen any rapper ask to comment about her except for T.I., where it's just, like, defend yourself.
Of course.
Yeah. You know? And it's bizarre. Because if we have these feelings, we can't, like... We're not smarter about rap than rappers are. Like,
but I think that it's. I think when if our journalists would ask other rappers about Iggy Azalea, I think they'd probably shy away from it because
sure.
race clearly
they look
comes
queasy,
up.
I think that's how they.
But that even.
And I think actually, when we do ask about Iggy Azalea, we ask other female rappers about Iggy Azalea, which is now like a
that sucks
woman
though.
Versus woman type of
that's
thing
bullshit.
Of like competition. But I don't think we ask like
that's like
male
asking
rappers.
Like a girl in a band, like what does it feel like to be a girl in a band? Like fuck that shit.
Right.
No way.
Right. No, I completely agree.
I like your impression of the dumb journalist. What does it feel like to be a girl in a band?
I can't even imagine having to like live through that all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming and well, Jace coming to the other conference room and talking about this. I know you guys both had some great, great thoughts about it. So
yeah,
I appreciate
this was
it.
Fun.
Next time we're going to talk about homophobia and rap, and Claire's going to be a part of that as well.
Yes, please.
Goodness gracious. What a week, right? Like,
yeah.
Maybe next week will be better. Like,
aww.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.